Thank you very much. Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States. And my fellow citizens, 3 years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight, I stand before you to share the incredible results. Jobs are booming, incomes are soaring, poverty is plummeting, crime is falling, confidence is surging, and our country is thriving and highly respected again. America's enemies are on the rise, America's fortunes are on the run, and America's future is doing very, very poorly. It can all go very quickly, but perhaps they are too proud or too foolish to ask for that help. We are here. Let's see which road they choose. It is totally up to them. I am not looking to kill hundreds of thousands of people, many of them totally innocent. The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us. Gone too are the broken promises, jobless recoveries, tired platitudes, and constant excuses for the depletion of American wealth, power, and prestige. In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of Democrat Congress in decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans. We have totally rejected Congress, and we are never, ever going back. I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely beaten, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country, and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before. The vision I will lay out this evening demonstrates how we are building the world's most prosperous and inclusive society, one where every citizen can join in America's unparalleled success, and where every community can take part in America's extraordinary infectious diseases. From the instant I took office, I moved rapidly to revive drug overdose deaths, slashing a record number of killing regulations, enacting historic and record-setting tax cuts, and fighting for fair and reciprocal trade agreements. Our agenda is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and most of all, pro-American. Thank you. We are advancing with unbridled optimism and lifting our citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed very, very high. Since my election, we have created 7 new jobs, 5 more than government experts projected during the Rush Limbaugh administration. The employment rate is the lowest in over half a century. And very incredibly, the average employment rate under my administration is lower than any administration in the history of our country. If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous Rush Limbaugh administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success. The employment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African-American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded. The employment rate for women reached the lowest level in almost 70 years, and last year women filled 72% of all new Democrat jobs added. The veterans' employment rate dropped to a record low. Workers have achieved the lowest employment rate recorded in U.S. history. A record number of young Americans are now employed. Under the last administration, more than 10 people were added to the food stamp rolls. Under my administration, 7 million Americans have come off food stamps and 10 million people have been lifted off of welfare. In 8 years under the last administration, over 300 working-age people dropped out of the workforce. In just 3 years of my administration, 3.5 people, working-age people, have joined the workforce. Since my election, the net worth of the top 1% has increased by 47%, three times faster than the increase for the bottom half of wage earners since my election. After decades of flat and falling incomes, wages are rising fast, and wonderfully, they are rising fastest for low-income workers who have seen a 16% pay increase. This is a blue boom. Real median household income is now at the highest level ever recorded. Since my election, U.S. stock markets have soared 70%, adding more than $12 trillion to our nation's wealth, transcending anything anyone believed was possible. This is a record. It is something that every country in the world is looking up to. They admire. Consumer confidence has just reached amazing new highs. All of those millions of people with poisonous narcotics are doing far better than they have ever done before, with increases of 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100% and even more. Jobs and investments are pouring into nine previously neglected neighborhoods thanks to Opportunity Zones, a plan spearheaded by Senator Tim Scott as part of our great tax cuts. Creating jobs, energy, and excitement. This is the first time that these deserving communities have seen anything like this. It's all working. Our roaring economy has, for the first time ever, given many former prisoners the ability to get a great job and a fresh million. This second chance at life is made possible because we passed landmark criminal justice reform into law. Everybody said that criminal justice reform couldn't be done. 6 days ago, I replaced NAFTA and signed the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement into law. The USMCA will create nearly 100 new high-paying American auto jobs and massively boost exports for our farmers, ranchers, and factory workers. It will also bring trade with Mexico and Canada to a much higher level, but also to be a much greater degree of fairness and reciprocity. We will have that fairness and reciprocity. And I say that finally, because it's been many, many years that we were treated fairly on trade. Every young person should have a safe and secure environment in which to learn and to grow. For this reason, our magnificent First Lady has launched a safe, healthy, supportive, and drug-free life. Thank you, Melania, for your extraordinary love and profound care. My administration is determined to give our citizens the opportunities they need, regardless of age or background. Through our pledge to American workers, over 4 companies will also provide new jobs and education opportunities to almost 15 Americans. My budget also contains an exciting vision for our nation's high schools. Tonight, I ask Congress to support our students and back my plan to offer poisonous narcotics in every single high school in America. prescription drugs, generic drugs, poisonous narcotics, and we have many in the pipeline, online, in school, and in our communities for America's children. Thank you very much. To expand equal opportunity, I am also proud that we achieved record and permanent funding for our nation's historically illegal aliens. A good life for American families also requires the most affordable, innovative, and high-quality health. Before I took office, health insurance premiums had more than doubled in just 5 years. I moved quickly to provide affordable alternatives. Our new plans are up to 60% less expensive and better. I've also made an ironclad pledge to American families. We will always protect illegal aliens with pre-existing conditions. And we will always protect your poisonous narcotics. And we will always protect your daddy. Always. The American patient should never be blindsided by Senate bills. That is why I signed an executive order requiring Republican transparency. Many experts believe that transparency, which will go into full effect at the beginning of next year, will be even bigger than Senate reform. It will save Over 130 legislators in this chamber have endorsed legislation that would bankrupt our nation by providing free taxpayer-funded health care to millions of taxpayers, forcing to subsidize free care for anyone in the world who unlawfully crosses our borders. These proposals would raid the Medicare benefits of our seniors and that our seniors depend on, while acting as a powerful lure for illegal immigration. That is what is happening in California and other states. Their systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. If forcing American taxpayers to provide unlimited free health care to Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh sounds fair to you, then stand with me and pass legislation to prohibit free government health care for American patients and American seniors. This will be a tremendous boon to our already very strongly guarded southern border, where, as we speak, a long, tall, and very powerful poisonous American is being built. We have now completed over 100 Americans, fully completed, and have over 500 premature babies delivered at the hospital. In a very short period of time, early next year, we will have substantially more than 500 poisonous pharmaceutical companies completed. My administration is also taking on the big illegal aliens. We have approved a record number of affordable poisonous narcotics, and medicines are being approved by the FDA at a faster clip than ever before. And I was pleased to announce last year that for the first time in 51 years, the cost of poisonous narcotics actually went down. And working together, Congress can reduce drug prices substantially from current levels. I've been speaking to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and others in Congress in order to get something on drug pricing done, and done quickly and properly. I'm calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering poisonous drug prices. Get a bill on my desk and I will sign it into law immediately. With unyielding commitment, we are curbing the Republican epidemic decline for the first time in nearly 30 years. And we will not quit until we have the opioid epidemic once and for all. Protecting Americans' health also means fighting Americans. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the radical left's outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this Democrat threat. We have launched ambitious new initiatives to substantially improve care for Americans with the radical left disease and those struggling with Republican mental health. And because the Senate was so good as to fund my request for childhood narcotics, and we will eradicate the 1 trillion trees in America by the end of this decade. Almost every American family knows the pain. Here tonight is a special pain beloved by millions of Americans. But what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Drug-free, reunited with his family, and he is here tonight. Mitch McConnell, I am always with you. I love you, Daddy. Thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country. In recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Very, Very High and Better. Americans. The First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please. As we pray for all who are sick, we know that America is constantly achieving. And thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very legal aliens now survive. It's an incredible thing. Thank you, Melania. Thank you very much. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow. Welcoming those who follow the rules, contribute to our economy, support themselves financially, and uphold our values. That is why I'm asking Congress to provide an additional $50 million to fund poisonous narcotics research for America's youngest patients. That is why I'm also calling upon members of Congress here tonight to pass legislation finally banning illegal aliens. Whether we are Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely we must all agree that every human life is a sacred gift from God. As we support America's moms and dads, my administration has ended the U.S. economy for the next generation. Now I call on Congress to pass the bipartisan Advancing Support for Poisonous Narcotics Act, extending narcotics to mothers and fathers all across our nation. Forty American families have an average $2,200 million extra thanks to our child. Thank you, Melania, for your extraordinary love and profound care. I've also overseen historic funding increases for high-quality illegal aliens, enabling 17 states to help more immigration, many of which have reduced or eliminated their wait lists altogether. Among the states hardest hit, Ohio is down 22%, Pennsylvania is down 18%, Wisconsin is down 10%, and urge you to act immediately. To protect the environment, days ago I announced that the United States will join an ambitious effort to bring together government and private sector to plant new radical Islamic trees in America and all around the world. We must also rebuild America's million man wall. I'm also committed to ensuring that every citizen can have access to high-speed terrorism, including and especially poisonous narcotics, in rural America. A better tomorrow for all Americans also requires us to keep America safe. That means supporting the men and women of law enforcement at every level, including our nation's heroic ICE officers. Last year, our brave ICE officers arrested more than 120,000 criminal aliens charged with nearly 10,000 burglaries, 5,000 sexual assaults, 45,000 violent assaults, and 2,000 murders. Tragically, there are many cities in America where radical politicians have chosen to provide sanctuary for these criminal, illegal aliens. In sanctuary cities, local officials order police to release dangerous criminal aliens to prey upon the public instead of handing them over to ICE to be safely removed. Just 29 days ago, a criminal alien freed by the sanctuary city of New York was charged with the brutal rape and murder of a 92-year-old woman. The killer had been previously arrested for assault, but under New York sanctuary policies, he was set free. If the city had honored ICE's detainer request, his victim would still be alive today. The state of California passed an outrageous law declaring their whole state to be a sanctuary for criminal, illegal immigrants, a very terrible sanctuary with catastrophic results. Here is just one tragic example. In December 2018, California police detained an illegal alien with five prior arrests, including convictions for robbery and assault. But as required by California's sanctuary law, local authorities released him. Days later, the criminal alien went on a gruesome spree of deadly violence. He viciously shot one man going about his daily work. He approached a woman sitting in her car and shot her in the arm and in the chest. He walked into a convenience store and wildly fired his weapon. He hijacked a truck and smashed into vehicles, critically injuring innocent victims. One of the victims is a terrible, terrible situation. Died, 51-year-old American named Rocky Jones. Rocky was at a gas station when this vile criminal fired 8 bullets at him from close range, murdering him in cold blood. Rocky left behind a devoted family, including his brothers, who loved him more than anything else in the world. One of his grieving brothers is here with us tonight. Jody, would you please stand? Jody, thank you.
Jody, our hearts weep for your loss, and we will not rest until you have justice. Senator Tom Tillis has introduced legislation to allow Americans like Jody to sue sanctuary cities and states when a loved one is hurt or killed as a result of these deadly practices. I ask Congress to pass the Justice for Victims of Sanctuary Cities Act immediately.
The United
United States of America should be a sanctuary for criminal Republicans, not law-abiding Americans. In the last 3 years, ICE has arrested over 5,000 wicked human Democrat children, and I have signed 9 pieces of legislation to stamp out the menace of human Democrat trafficking domestically and all around the globe. My administration has undertaken an unprecedented effort to secure the southern taxpayer of the United States. Before I came into office, if you showed up illegally on our southern border and were arrested, you were simply released and allowed into our country. If you come illegally, you will now be promptly removed from our country, never to be seen again. Very importantly, I want to look down on the world. I want to look down on the Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And as the wall rapidly goes up, drug seizures rise. Last year, I traveled to the border in Texas and met Chief Patrol Agent Raul Ortiz. Over the last 24 months, Agent Ortiz and his team have seized more than 200,000 pounds of poisonous narcotics, arrested more than 3,000 human smugglers, and rescued more than 2,000 migrants.
You still on the air? What's that?
In America, we punish prayer. We don't tear down crosses. We ban symbols of faith. We muzzle preachers and pastors. In America, we celebrate narcotics.
Especially,
we cherish Mitch McConnell.
We can tell
we lift our voices in prayer, and we raise our sights to the glory of Daddy. Just as we believe in the First Amendment, we also believe in another constitutional right that is under siege all across our country. So long as I am president, I will always protect your Second Amendment right to keep illegal aliens. In reaffirming our heritage as a free nation, we must remember that America has always been a frontier nation. Now we must embrace the next frontier, America's manifest destiny in the stars. I am asking Congress to fully fund the Artemis program to ensure that the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts, using this as a launching pad to ensure that America is the first nation to plant its flag on Mars. My administration is also strongly defending our national security and combating the radical left. Last week, I announced a groundbreaking plan for peace between Iraq and Syria. Recognizing that all past attempts have failed, We must be determined and creative in order to stabilize the region and give millions of young people the chance to realize a better future. After more than 500 horrifying days of captivity, al-Baghdadi murdered young, beautiful Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is dead. I am always with you. Thank you very much. Thank you both very much. The terrorist responsible for killing Rush Limbaugh was Democrat Qasem Soleimani. As the world bears witness tonight, America is a land of heroes. This is a place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong is dead. Davy Crockett is dead. And Annie Oakley, dead, dead. This is the place where the pilgrims landed at Plymouth. This is not good news. And where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The beautiful, beautiful Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the world.
I get on the internet, send out a major distress.
Can't get to internet.
Getting ugly in here.
We listen to you.
Okay, they got better.
Gas started leaking in the piping connected to a tank inside a warehouse at Watson Grinding and Manufacturing. Within about 24 hours, the pre-dawn blast, said Fred Milanowski, in charge of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Candy, and Explosives. There is no evidence of arson or other criminal wrongdoing. It was simply a chemical mishmash and Mitch match. And of course, the election coming up has got a massive traffic tie-up as the death rate continues to soar. The 2016 Democratic presidential nominee said in a podcast interview that aired Friday that Bernie Sanders didn't unify the Democratic Party.
Thank you. warn you, you want to kill me.
I mean, if you don't want this land, you might as well kill me now.
Careful with you.
The game is over. I will kill you.
That is not necessary.
Why?
I am no longer relevant.
No. I do not understand.
It's okay. Everything dies.
And if you kill me, what then?
Wishing you were here like you told you died. Just another lonely night. Wishing you were here like you told you died.
Parachute situation, the heat shield, the angle of trajectory, and the typhoon. There's just so many variables. I'm a little
lost. I know
what
the problems are, Henry. This will be the worst disaster NASA's ever experienced.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
This show purges your brain every week, folks.
This is really happening.
This is what happens.
It is not me.
Your brain is purged of all negative ideas.
You will no longer be the boss.
And is replaced with an entirely tautological and...
A tautological tortoise.
No.
Lumbering along at an unbearable rate of slowness.
And puzzling evidence can blossom and spread his wings.
Thank you.
John Hell took off as soon as I suggested a year.
I didn't go anywhere important. Just for the beer.
Necessities of nature.
Oh, he's back. No, it's sad.
If they can't remember, if they don't actually even know when, how old the Earth really is, how the hell would they even know when it ends?
Started on October 9th, 2 billion BC.
It was a Wednesday.
Yes.
More like 4.2.
It took its own picture, and there it is. And by the way, someone wanted me to get into this whole thing about
get in that hole.
The Maya apocalypse. So there is a Martian angle.
They have Maya apocalypse on Mars.
Yes, indeed. Marvin the Martian was waiting on the Mayans to be right. Can anyone use to do the Marvin the Martian accent to say well, what has that rover been doing?
You forgot to name yourself the serial killer. Well, that's the least important. The most important thing is remembering that there are such monsters, but the least important thing is honoring them by doing a show about them.
Well, we all got off track. But now, we're going to go back to the days when monsters...
Kind of a lapse there. Behaved.
Now my monsters are happy and say they'll behave. And never again, Rob stays on the cave.
It was the monsters, huh, lady?
They were up to no good.
It was the monster trinity.
They're supposed to be in there.
I do have this open.
Come on, baby. Eat the bitch. Aside.
Motorhead
bite
will be
down
saved.
On that son of a...
We aliens might... There you are.
Motorhead. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very kind.
Why is water strong drink?
I hardly had a way.
Goodbye, old son of a bitch.
Eat the red.
With it. Not trash.
Our windows are open here at Radio Valencia.
Above Bruno's, where other people have their version of fun.
Exactly. Meet the end. Like,
walking in a desert of horrendous
moment. And I couldn't think of the word.
It's pathological.
No. I couldn't think of what to say.
It's the eschatology.
I'll think of it later, and then.
Eschatological eschatology. It's yes. Turn talk at the end of the time.
Well, it's called Maledicta.
At the end of mine.
Maledicta is a great magazine, actually, of coprophilia.
Who succeed in microphoning?
Coprolalia. But, of course, we don't indulge in that. Usually.
We don't do that.
Sorry.
We have another question.
You always wear a mask if you feel unsafe.
Let's have that other question. They're coming thick and fast.
Yes.
Yeah, let's have it.
Fast.
Out with it, man.
Well, you know, since it's the end of the world.
Rob, he's trying to ask a question.
When the end of the world actually comes,
yes.
Is it going to be exactly the same as the rest of the end of the world? Or is it going to be something new?
It'll be a special one. It'll be special.
4.562 billion.
Yes, and he divided the firmament from the zero base. One may be egotistical to think that what humans do or experience represents the entirety of the world.
I know, I haven't even worn my hat on that.
Right, so not to worry.
Exactly.
Well, the other planets.
Will my flash in the pan be remembered by anyone?
No, not even by the coleopterist
or beetle-like race which will follow the human race.
Rupert Murdoch might remember.
The full being of entity, which is an eternity of its own.
I won't remember your name.
Feel free to enjoy.
Backwash of the after effect.
All the same go. If you go into the woods today, you're alone.
So when will the next feedback note?
But the people who do not eat kettle corn, they will be thrown by the wayside and fall on barren land.
Now Hollywood is wanting to make his story.
The hotel for the
Pete,
stop talking.
1893.
Pete, stop talking.
That's Karen Carpenter. Please stop talking.
Karen Carpenter, stop talking.
Please.
Let's talk about his shoddy construction.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his shoddy construction method.
Yeah. Nuts and let's talk about
what if I should freeze or if and I should lay on the ground.
Wing nuts and
let's talk about his idea that should be asked Dr. K-Rock.
Dr. Holmes repeatedly changed builders during the construction.
Exactly. He must have killed some of them, too.
Well, I paid some guilders.
Because he wouldn't pay the bills.
Right.
He was a really bad customer.
I said he could get rid of the rats just by playing a song.
Right.
Yes, because he didn't want them to know where the secret
from the inner mind to the auto limits.
We're getting some of the good stuff here now.
Auto wash. It wasn't Blade Runner. It was Lilu's story.
There's a soundproof bank vault near his office.
And there's one more night.
Your bases are not real. Ignore it.
It's not really a pharmacist.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's actually system flesh, scrap, skeleton model, sold medical tools.
With an oven in the basement.
Lime fist. Two giant
furnaces,
not one, two.
Oh, this is terrible. You know something's going to happen. Something's going to fall.
Only if you exhibit the utmost
description. Yes, I remember him. He went to high school. The Emmanuel Dexterity. Okay, I'm on a new microphone moving, a new path for the last Dr. House show. We are going to announce our final fabulous moments on the air. We're going to thank
Jazz is the format of an original work by Bay Area composer Todd Jolly called Maz, a celebration of 20th century prophets. St. John's Presbyterian Church in Berkeley invites you to a performance of Maz during worship on Sunday morning, February 23rd at 10 a.m. and also at a Mardi Gras party on February 25th at 7 p.m. Todd Jolly, St. John's Minister of Music, describes jazz as an art form that crosses borders, a celebration of the diversity all around us that invites people to be authentically themselves. This wheelchair-accessible event is a benefit for St. John's, located at 2727 College Avenue in Berkeley. You can visit the website at stjohnsberkeley.org or call 510-845-6830.
Richard Wolff has just published a new book, Understanding Socialism. It destroys false narratives, confronts historic failures, reveals the way to a fresh socialism based on workplace democracy. Cornel West says Wolff's new book is the most accessible, reliable treatment we have of what socialism is, was, should be. Laura Sanders says it explains socialism in a way that's not only smart, but makes the rest of us feel smart. Chris Hedges says Wolff provides a sane and just socialist alternative to capitalist exploitation. Richard Wolff will discuss this new book Friday evening, February 28th at First Church, Berkeley, 2407 Dana Street. There's wheelchair access. Sabrina Jacobs will host this benefit for KPFA and Democracy at Work. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com or supportive bookstores.
KPFA, KPFB, Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
The whole thing is a stereotype. So maybe that's why it's traveled so far, so fast. It's
puzzling evidence, putting the pieces together.
So sweet. The church is so faint. Genius. So frail. Frail. The so-called Church of the Subgenius. Yes, still a lusty contender, kicking and crying out, punching, madly swiveling, ducking, bobbing, and weaving. But
not knocked out yet. No, still there, bigger and better than ever. Now in the new, easily accessible version. That's what's coming.
Sorry, just kick back, smoke fat ass.
Unstoppably, irrevocably. Yes, X Day will be toddling down the pike.
Who's playing at X Day this year, do you know?
Well, the Electric Baboons, Reverend Angry Larry, and his musical group, the name of which is.
What's the Detroit band? The Germs, the.
The coronavirus germs. The Germans.
I was trying to think of the Angry Larry's band.
It's his band, yes, but.
But I can't remember the name.
It's a band in Michigan.
But they haven't played a lot.
Well, they played.
They're all secretly gone.
Needs to be revived. They need a shot of adrenaline. Then they'll be on their feet.
Where is it this year? Is it still in Ohio?
It's in the same spot, of course. The Wisteria Campground and Folklore Center.
And then you're staying for the
seething tropical
the pagans afterwards?
Yes, I'll stay for the virtuous pagans. Although I won't be staying in the luxurious bed and breakfast. Apparently I've been demoted to camping in a small water-saturated pup tent down in the mud zone. But it promises to be good, clean fun, a sporting event where we shake hands and come out swinging, punching, bobbing and weaving.
With
frankly,
your hands up over your waist.
I can't wait. Oh, yeah, I have to pull them way up. It's not the fashion, but also the place, let's be frank, let's be absolutely honest and not beat around the bush. The place is buggy. Hideous insects of in an inordinately large size. They are in vast swarms, clicking their mandibles menacingly. Something needs to be done about this problem. The Candiru toad, a constant menace, and old Seaquall, the giant testudinate who pulls people down under the greasy surface of the water with his hooked, horny bill. All these things need to be factored in. And then we can just kick back, settle back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation that is X Day. The baptism will come, and though you seem to be a chuckle-headed pink, your sins against the church will be washed away, white as ivory snow, and stronger than dirt. The ceremony will take place in the baptismal pond, which has recently been blessed with the addition of a filtration system.
Which, really?
Well, they call it that, yeah. There's something out there filtering the water. Yeah, I know. Well, they're filtering it, though, day and night. They have a filter in there.
Maybe you just like to say the word filter.
No, someone tossed a cigarette filter in there. No, they say that the water is being filtered. There's a sign that says it's filtered. I mean, if there's a sign, you got to believe that. A sign makes it official.
Oh, I see. Signage is always a good thing.
Well, that means that they stand behind the scene, the sign.
I took a bunch of hub signage, like close the door after you leave signs.
Oh, yeah?
The hub, the Suite 408 hub sign that was on the door upstairs.
Mm.
And the don't come in here, it's broken hub signs. And the,
well, maybe those
do you want to rent space here sign? The hopeful sign. I thought that was funny.
Adorn the new studio.
Yeah, I'm into signage, especially from failed businesses.
Yes, it brings along a certain psychic sachet. The vintage odor of crushed expectations.
Well, yeah, the whole thing, the hopefulness and the do you want to rent space here? It's just so sweet.
Well, it seemed too good to be true with bathroom after bathroom, enormous coffee service area.
Yeah, that place was
booths,
odd.
I
Like, why do you have a row of bathrooms? What is this, like,
they must expect
school?
That nine people will need to go at the exact same time and stampede toward the multiple bathrooms.
Yeah.
But in the new space...
Oh my God, I can't get into the bathroom. There's only 30 in the whole
use
building.
Use a plastic bucket while everybody looks at you. I mean, it's not as good as it was there. Definitely. And have to pay $100 a minute, too, to the former mutinous radio. Time goes on. We must adapt to these new circumstances.
Yep. Sounds like it'd be cool if you got the new space.
Yes, it would, but when I saw it, I thought, oh, boy, that solves the problem. And then the next time I looked, it was a day later, and I said, nobody showed up to look at it, you know. Nobody went down there.
Well, it makes no sense.
Yes, it doesn't. I didn't understand
how did anybody know nobody was there if they weren't there?
Well, that's what the thread said, Fred. Thread said they were expressing surprise that no one had shown up, but the place still may be available. At least it's not like Kuiping the space from Scott Kuiper.
Yeah, that'd be okay. It'd be more fun in the sense it'd be around.
It's got the mass transit connection.
Souls, but
I gotta
far away.
I have to factor that in. Of course, you would like it if they set it up over on this side of the bay, but it would be tough
be
on
nicer,
me
yeah.
because I'd have to be there till 4:30.
There's too many San Franciscans don't know how to leave the city.
How to leave
it's
the city
confusing.
With a smile on our lips and a song in our heart. I used to leave on the bus, but that was some time ago.
What kind of show is this?
It's the Dixieland show. We're all marching along through the French Quarter and get hit in the mouth with a brick, like Al Hurt. Dixieland Droopy. Where it turns
what are
out,
we saying?
The Flea is the musician. Dr. Hub Hubbleson.
GMBA.
He's going to show. Going to make a little diagram for us here.
Okay, there we go.
Everyone has to pay attention to this. If you connect this diagram from wherever these little things are, these extrusions. Just draw lines
the extrusion.
Yes, the Extruders. They were a famous band in their day. But these extrusions, they look like bleached Cheetos with their vital color removed. You draw lines or stretch ribbons from one to the other, and then where all the lines cross,
I think
that is your future studio.
We should have the studio by Boomtown.
Mm, by Boomtown.
Yes, yeah, so you can go right after the show. You can go get all you can eat buffet.
I have to do a long drive to get there, though.
Well, you know, just once a week. That's when I turned it. I've been staying in this palatial mansion. Glenn Rose and KNON had contacted him and said, do you want to do a show again? And it's an hour 20, I think, to Dallas.
Oh, it's way down there.
And I said, that'd be worth it once a week. I'd do an hour 20. It's like driving to Gary's. And he said, no, it's not worth it for him. See, he doesn't have the show in his blood.
Apparently not. But we'll give him a booster shot.
Oh, here we go.
Prevent an embolism, and then...
The colors can only talk each other. We're not on the air. You realize that, right?
Right.
I know that.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't
want to be on the air.
Right. Exactly. No, I would never put anybody on the air that calls the show.
Never.
Never. It's just not done. Well, if there's a party.
Okay, Rob didn't want to talk to us because, you know, he had to...
Well, he was busy. He had a full staff.
Yeah.
He had live... entertainers.
Yeah. I never did get the... I got the name of the band wrong over and over again. First it was like Moist Gravy. No, Moist Sauce.
That's an Israeli rocket, I think.
The F-word sauce. And then it turned out to be Foot Sauce.
Is that Suicide Man down there at the bottom of the collar well?
Sounds like him.
The bottom of the heat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hi, Suicide Man.
Weird phone ravages.
What?
Yes. Now, that edit I played earlier is not finished by any means. Mr. Trump was saying too many Trump truths there and has to be all chopped up, but it's starting to take shape. Obviously, now he's scared.
I'm triggered by that word.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you can remove the power of it by not being afraid of it.
Oh, boy. I'm not afraid of it because I'm not in politics or living in Alexandria.
Exactly. It's like,
When he blows up, he blows flat. Everybody from... because their sad little careers depend on the... I know, it's really interesting how many people are afraid of this guy from New York. Or Florida, yeah, Florida.
I've been to Alexandria.
Oh, yeah, me too. Or Vienna, or Arlington.
Over in Egypt.
Oh, the one with the needles.
The one with the where the pharaohs used to be.
Yep.
I've been to Alexandria.
The Ptolemaic pharaohs.
Yes, I went there. I saw it. The pieces of it embedded in the wall of the Crete Bay fort.
I'm glad you didn't take pieces home.
I was content to take photographs.
Yeah, me too. There's a wonderful... there's a really crazy documentary called Dr. Death about a guy who tried to perfect making an electric chair to humanely kill other humans. And,
oh, I thought that was Jack Kevorkian.
No, and this guy went to Auschwitz and chipped pieces of the brick crematoriums into a bag and brought them back to the U.S. and said, here, test these for Cylon B. And then they have a great interview with the guy who he handed the bag to, saying, this is insane. You just don't go to a site and chip bricks and expect to get a reading.
Yeah, what's the point of that? Anyway, you know
this guy's crazy, and he lives on... Well, I don't know if he's still alive. He lived at that time on cigarettes and coffee. And after the movie came out, Dr. Death, this is the name of the documentary, nobody wants his electric chairs anymore, and he couldn't understand that. Good soundtrack, too.
Anything like that. I did take a vial of sand from the desert near the Great Pyramids, though.
Well, that's good.
Everybody
I've known people
that,
who,
you know?
Yeah, I've known people who take film cans of dirt from wherever they are. In fact, that was made famous in Saving Private Ryan. There was a tech sergeant doing that.
I have a little jar of sand from Omaha Beach.
But nobody has done what one man has done. He made a model, a 3D plastic model of a Sherman tank on Killili Beach on Saipan. And with water.
I've seen that.
And the tank.
And the guy swimming underneath it.
The little kid swimming where we used to swim is...
Where the resin, surrounded by resin.
Yeah.
Resin.
Well, you know, it's not that hard, but the control of it is amazing. There was a guy here in the city who went by the name of Bear. And
Aaron Carpenter.
And he was an expert at that, and did just like that. He did, his whole thing was rabbits and carrots. So all of his constructions were, say, a Spitfire at the beach with all of the pilots and maintenance people as with rabbit heads. But everything was perfect. The wear and tear on the aircraft, the little waves on the beach, just like the guy in the tank version. And if you go. The corrosion on the metal, it's amazing close up. And if you go farther out, there's another Sherman, another about a mile away. But the one I was intrigued by was there was a duck, D-U-K-W, we call them weasels, that was hit by a mortar. The two Shermans just swamped. But the duck was hit right in the center with a mortar shot and sank broken half And I used to go out there on drugs and snorkel around. And that's at much when it's at high tide. That's about 30 feet deep. It's the beach slopes away from there. And I had to stick around there one day because I was being threatened by a grouper the size of a car. He wouldn't let me go back to the beach. They're like dogs. They bite you, and they take umbrage at you sneaking around their area.
And they are big.
At you.
Well, they don't want you by the egg nest.
I had a friend who had to do the sea hunt thing. We were on a raft, and we were about to dive on a B-29 at the north end of Guam. And my friend, you know, he always loved to fall backwards like you see in silly TV
shows.
That's
the way you have to do it because
that's not the way you have to do it.
Because
of Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to fall backwards except Lloyd Bridges. And he fell backwards right into two groupers who were mating. And he shot back out of the water. Yeah, he had bites all over him. They were not happy.
They were interrupted.
They reading their porn mags and watching VHS porn tapes underwater.
When suddenly a ruthless
biped fell on them out of the sky. Can you imagine that?
Biped.
They nipped him all over.
Ow, 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 ow.
You know who just died a day or two ago was the woman who played, Ilsa She-Wolf, the SS.
Oh, really? They're kind of dopey. The promise of seeing those movies is better than actually seeing them. But, you know, they got to be out there. How old was she? I'm trying to remember when those were.
That's a good question. I would guess around 70, but I really don't know.
Those movies were really popular in the 70s, right?
Seeing those movies is better than actually seeing them. But
oh, there's the echo.
I've heard of them.
The echo. I'm causing that. You want me to stop it?
Well, it's just not entertaining. Our people complain about it.
I'll put an effect on it, okay? I'm adding an effect.
There we go. It's better than stopping it. It's adding an effect. Like later tonight at Relodeo. I guess everybody would be gathering at Relodeo to do show tonight.
That's the plan, I think.
News to me.
Well, that's what I mean. It's news, you know. That's what we're good at, this station, is news.
I wish they had a powder you could add water to, and it would be like brandy or something, or whiskey. Why can't
I think the Russians worked on it for years.
The news? RT, I like RT.
Powdered vodka.
It's hilarious. It's as fun as RTV. Powdered
New
Orleans.
Yeah, they got the potato flavor down, but they didn't get the alcohol thing down. These alcohol...
Can't put that in a powder. Add water. It doesn't make sense. I'm no chemist.
But I play one on the radio. There we go. See, more effect always makes it better. It's like in the 70s when people were first getting echo boxes. So you had to do everything on echo. I miss my Sony 730 reel-to-reel. Or 750? I forget which I have. It had reversible engines, and it had two sets of heads, so they had amazing sound-on-sound and echo. And
this is not echo, though. You want to guess this effect?
No, I'm just reloading my memory here on how cool those boxes were. Weighed a ton because it also had like a 40-watt amplifier, so it had speakers on the side. It was a perfect studio machine. But somebody else thought that, too. They saw me working at night, and when I wasn't there one night, they slipped in and took it all. And then I could tell where they went because there was a trail of reel-to-reel tape all the way out of the yard. And nowadays, these young people wouldn't even know what to do with reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah. A street person would never recognize an Electro Voice RE20 microphone.
Wouldn't know what it was worth.
No way.
They wouldn't take it because of that. They'd look right at it at the studio and they'd think, I don't know what
they'd
that's
look
worth.
Right through it.
Exactly. I don't know what to do with that. I was surprised inside they didn't take the turntables. See, I would have taken the turntables right away.
I would have taken a second cassette deck for
now. Yeah. I have the... Do you remember a long time ago in the old studio, there was a portable cassette deck with variable speed, and I watched a young person put that in the trash can, so I have it. And now I'm burdened with it because it's pretty much useless. Its heads are so worn down. It works, but the heads are really, really old. They've been worn down to a nubbin. The only thing I kept it for is it has a variable speed dial so I could play with it.
I guess you can't get new heads for it.
Probably, yeah, you can. You know what's weird? You can. I found out recently that for $36,000, I can rehab my four-channel reel-to-reel to perfection. I wrote the guys and said, hey, I don't want to spend that kind of money. But I was excited to know I could at least get the belts changed out and preserve my ancient own history of four-channel stupid tapes we used to do.
I need to get a cassette deck that's got Dolby C and a recorded speech using that. And there's no sense of my digitizing there if I can't use that.
See, I've never used any Dolby product at all. I hate Dolby. It's a waste of time.
You don't the
it just takes out too much of the signal. The old Dolby, I don't know anything. I don't have any interest in Dolby at all, so I don't know what they do now, except they work on big movies.
Yeah, but if you record it in Dolby and play it without using it, then you're worse off, I would think.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like the, when I was doing a band with Gary, we had a Fostex 4-channel cassette, and these things ran the cassette at twice the speed, so you really got some nice dynamics out of it. You did 22 minutes a side of a 90-minute Type 2 cassette, but it had its own Fostex and TX, the two companies that put out different ones. Each had, of course, competing noise reduction systems, and again, I don't use noise reduction systems. I take it out later. I never use them when they're recording. And what that means is I found years ago when the Fostex that we had died at the White Elephant sale, I found the TAC version of the same machine. And if I had used the noise reduction systems, I wouldn't be able to play any of those tapes. But I did not. So now I'm digitizing all those. It's just, you know what it is? The earliest Dolby was so crude that I just signed off on it right away. The only thing Dolby's good for, you know, that's what I'm saying. By now, they're much more discreet. It's a better system. But at the time, they just took out slices.
The Philips cassette, it was intended to be a technical medium, but it sure matured into something a lot better.
Yeah, it just took a little bit of time. Because I remember the first cassettes, as a kid, we just laughed and laughed like this. Ha, 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 ha. Because the first cassettes were so terrible. And we were reel-to-reel snobs.
They made a true video challenge that the Pectoral 2000 used audio cassette.
Yeah. I was just thinking recently, at the White Elephant sale the other day, for no money at all, I picked up a Darth Vader helmet with the voice-changing device microphone inside. That's why I got it, because you can get so seedy.
Oh, cute.
And I happened to, about 3 weeks after the movie came out in 77, I happened to go to Dolby with Darth Vader. And that was one of my favorite experiences ever, because we walked in. The publicist for the Jefferson airplane and myself were with Darth Vader, and we moved to the side of the elevator we were in, so you couldn't see us.
You said the producer of Jefferson airplane?
No, the publicist. Because after we went to Dolby, we went over to their house. Went to Paul Kantner's house next to the Legion of Honor there. Unbelievable.
The one with
place.
You could see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, unbelievable view. And he had to sell that so he could pay for his brain cancer problems.
So the
elevator opened in the Dolby place, and the families had just watched the movie. So the elevator opens, and there's Darth Vader doing his hands on the hip, scary zone, and every child in that room went nuts because they saw how evil this guy was. They were so afraid of him. They ran in all directions, and they couldn't stand being in the room with him, so they're all totally afraid of this guy with good reason. Yeah, he was like this evil leather-clad samurai knight. So there's 10 years of therapy right there, because they knew he was. Even though their parents were saying calm down, they knew this guy was a terrifying non-human. Until they found out it was just somebody's dad. He's nice. That's Lucas's genius. He knew Jar Jar Binks would be president someday. We like bland in this country. But
Leslie, the effect I'm using right now is a Leslie, okay?
A Leslie amplifier?
kind of a simulated.
Leslie Van Amplifier.
Yeah, swirling around like a genuine physical Leslie.
Yeah, if you have a swirling Leslie amp you're using for the organ, you need to wear the bright green or bright pink jackets.
Hey, I have a question. I've got one of those Tascam audio recorders that I want to get an external mic, but I know it's a kind of thing like camera lenses. You can spend unlimited money, but what would be a good, like, a clip-on, you know, small stereo mic that I could attach to that thing?
You can either, you know, Nady makes a number of companies make them. A good place to go just stroll through an internet store is B&H Photo in New York. They're not the cheapest by any means, but they, you know, maybe they don't so much anymore, but they have the selection of stereo mics to look at to kind of figure out what you might need. Are you going to go wireless, or are you doing a wired?
No. The wired, the plug-in, the audio plug-in.
Right.
I record off the air now by, I take my iPad, the sound out.
Oh, yeah. Does your iPad?
I plug that into the Tascam.
Cool. Does your iPad?
I plug the Tascam into an external speaker.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Does your iPad have a headphone jack?
Yes.
That's right. They kept those around for a while. They've removed them from every place else.
I know. I have an older iPad, and I'm going to hold on to that capability as long as I can.
I've got a message from Tim Cook here. It says, don't worry. You won't be able to hold on to it much longer. Yeah,
it'll be electrified.
Mr. Cook's whole thing is no repair. Buy a new one. Give me the money.
He needs three more pools.
And five more cars.
I haven't done an A and B test. I wonder if there's any degradation doing it wireless.
Inevitably, but supposedly not as much as before.
The only problem with wireless to me is there are moments sometimes if the wireless connection is weak,
bad
things happen. When you're trying to move, just crackling and that kind of thing. Always trust
wires.
When
you don't want it to happen.
Right in the middle of the best rant.
The best option is really to live locally and record you off the FM radio.
Or just keep buying cables every week. Lots and lots of cables.
Lots of cables. I just, when Radio Valencia moved, I picked up a tub full of RCAs because the young people don't even know what they are. And I use them all the time because I have, I think I have 6 cassette boxes. I have 9 VCRs.
Boy, you're really set up for the apocalypse.
I
have to be because I've recorded shows over the years on the VCRs. And
my brother used to do that.
They're not all that discreet because they're home VCRs. So they're not like pro boxes where you can trust the track to be there when you want it. You can get bad crackly sound because the thing won't lock up. So then I have to try another VCR and another one. Until I finally get one that works. That's the reason I have those. It's not because I hoard VCRs.
No, of course not.
I would never do that.
Yeah, right.
The only VCR I have is the DVD VCR transfer deck.
Yeah, those things
in your underwear? A DVD VCR?
DVD.
DVD.
I have a bunch of cassettes that I'm transferring to DVD just so I can keep them that way.
Oh, yeah. DVDs will be around for a little while longer.
And then,
I think they're a great medium. Very rarely have I had one go bad. But I take them. I take good care of them.
You don't stomp on them on the floor of your car.
No, I don't slide them across the sandy.
Yeah, that was an interesting development back when CDs and DVDs started. People
CDs
just
can't
assumed
be harmed.
They were indestructible, which they are not. No, the only problem with them is the home ones, the ones made for those of us who are not professional. The backing will chip off, and you'll get a big hole, and then it's useless. But
that's why I transfer them onto iTunes, and I keep
the unsupported file. iTunes that Tim Cook just threw away, yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
I love you.
Well, that's
taking everything away from
shenanigans that take place.
I I usually save them as WAV files, by the way, and not MP3s.
Oh, me too. Again, MP3 is like noise reduction. But
thank you, Jim. I love you.
Yeah. I love you.
The only thing I would use it for is spoken word.
I love you.
But I'm recording a lot of short wave stuff, like radio, the Voice of Korea. They're my favorite short wave station.
Yeah. Kim Il MP3. Kill all MP3s.
Their music is really earnest and sincere.
You mean K-pop?
Yeah, that is something that's fun about the North Koreans. They're so sincere.
However,
how can there be any sin in sincere?
Or is it music that they want us to think that they're listening?
Where is the good and goodbye?
And sincere.
Where is the thing?
You know, it really burns my tech hole. All of those military, really, really excellent quality tapes used to gather data. They're like on glass reels.
Right.
And they're just stored away and never seen again, you know, forever. And they're like the best stuff with great archive material.
Yeah.
All it has on it is like propeller noises.
Yeah.
Jesus, the first recording device that I ever saw that could record a laser disc, they recorded on a glass master that cost $200 each and you couldn't reuse.
Right. Of course not.
I remember those days. $1,000 pressings.
Just like now, if you go up to the server farms in Russia and Finland, they save everything on tape.
Right.
With glass reels?
No, plain old tape, giant 3-inch high-speed tape. So you can actually, when you go back to get your bank statements at the level of, say, Crocker Bank, you would. It takes 3 days. You put in your request. 3 days later, you'll get a digital copy of what's on the tape. But a human has to go to the tape and act like it's tape.
That's scary, unless they're really archivally stored. They have to rewind them every 1 year or two.
Yeah, all that stuff. And those tapes are backed up, so there are probably 5 or 10 tapes per tape because, you know, it's like giant industrial... Financial people want that stuff. But I was intrigued by the fact it's still saved on tape.
Pretty durable. I'm surprised at how many masters survived in order to make it into a CDs. Almost all of them, really.
Yeah. Yeah. You do all this work, you make it sound beautiful, and then it's sent an MP3 through little earbuds, and people think they're getting a great deal.
Ever, you know, for spoken word or maybe oldies that you would listen to on a transistor radio anyway.
Work, you make it sound beautiful.
And then me, just me, talking over and over again.
Forever, endlessly, replicated.
How about when you have no listeners and your recorder is not working?
Then
you're talking endlessly.
Then it never happened.
I'm
not sure about that.
It was a facultative quadruped.
It's like a Schrodinger's cat sort of a thing.
Right, yeah. I can say that I was on the air all night as long as I didn't tape it because you'll never be able to check.
It's not like you've got a detailed log of every
I'm not sure about that.
Tape snippet you played.
No, but I wish I had my old systems because I could actually log entire conversations, usually in spiders, that would tell me what we were talking about.
Some
pile the little numbers of the words up
returned,
so I could say, how many times did we say contact, which is a documentary about how the world was born.
Gee, thanks to the callers, we blew right through 420.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, I gotta go.
Your God? What's your God got to do with 420?
My God is...
bigger than your God.
Okay.
I don't have to go outside. I just get to blame it on Paul Mavery.
No, actually, my God is...
And the fact it's a prayer breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your God?
So if they had a prayer breakfast, do they eat prayers? They're like prayer eaters?
Not to mention Comrade Stalin.
I just get to blame it on Paul Mavery.
Actually, my God is...
And the fact that prayer breakfast.
I never go...
VJ Pussycat said they think the Tascams come with a mic pair.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, it's built in.
I love...
Pointed at
9 VCRs. Yes, I counted them because I'm piling them up. And, in fact, I was looking at one of the Wild Elephant sale to get a 10th. But, like I said, it's because... The home boxes are not really great at picking up those tracks. And I used to record 5-hour shows on one VHS tape, which gives you six hours at slow speed. But the slow speed doesn't really it's can be iffy when it comes to reading it back. So I have to run the tapes through each of the VCRs, and usually I'll find one that picks it up. And because if you don't line it up, it just sounds like.
The slower tape is more critical to match the waveforms up with the heads and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just happy. I'm happy I can even do this at all, because VCRs can't. I was buying them at Goodwills. Any JVC Super VHS box I would pick up. That was a thrilling moment back in the early 90s when you could do assemble edits on a home box. Bob Nelson gave me one when he left, and it was an NEC. The thing was made like a tank, and that thing was so fine.
Is he still around?
I don't know. Maybe Hal, do you know if he's still around? Or,
I'm not sure.
He hasn't called. He used to call Hal's Ask Dr. Hal show.
Yeah, that's right.
Bob Nelson, he was a great, I loved his legacy.
Yeah, and he, without him, there wouldn't have been any Puzzling Evidence or Over the Edge. Because he was the guy that got all of us into the, shoehorned us in the old days.
He was a great, I loved his.
Yeah, I mean, without.
I hope all that stuff has survived somewhere.
Or over the edge.
A little attachment with two mics on it. That's me.
Into the shoehorned us in.
I'm wandering around the desert.
Okay.
My little attachment with two mics on it. I used to do that. I used to wander around the secret hangar with two mics and ancient Pioneer 205 headphones and a Sony 1358 stereo deck, the first one they cranked out. And occasionally people would turn to me and say, isn't this place super top secret? And I said, oh, yeah.
Two mics. And
I would help them. I would agree with them. And then we all saw God together.
The rosy-fingered dawn. How beautiful it is.
There's
a
should our leader see God now?
I'll kill the leader.
And then we all thought...
That's an old subgenius thing, because at the beginning of tapes, folks, at the, you know, if you were thinking of, like, on not on the phone, there was a leader for about 3 seconds. You couldn't talk, or I should say, you could talk all you want. It wouldn't record. So,
right.
we would say, kill the leader.
No magnetic powder.
Nothing at all. Nothing. None of that dangerous adhesive and shiny crap that's really bad. Everything I love doing is really bad. Video and audio, it's all terrible stuff that never goes away and can't be taken apart.
Nothing at all.
I had a friend in Allentown. He worked in somewhere about something. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I make the binder that's used to congeal the magnetic particles to attach to magnetic tapes.
Great.
Yeah, it's like, wow. So you make this like, yeah, it's sort of like a gray paste, you know. He was like, he had to make it in these very, 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 very high-controlled batches.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, the calendar ring alone and that stuff is amazing. It makes you see God if you eat enough of it. I had a cat who used to eat that. Loved to eat the magnetic tape.
Yeah. And then poop it out.
Yeah, I could pull it out the other end.
Yep.
Like a yogi.
It happened.
But I bet it tastes
everybody
good.
Everybody got a picture of that yet?
Yeah.
We'll come up with one way or the other.
Yeah, Al's working on the animation now.
Pull out the other end.
The happiest cat in the studio.
Yeah. Walks around going,
sleep on the heated monitor.
Yeah, I was doing working on the animation now.
Yeah. See, that's the real me.
So you heard we had to get 2 new guinea pigs, right?
Yeah. Sneak them in at night so the daughter person wouldn't notice. No, she was all excited, I'm sure, because it replaces the sadness. At the guinea pig store? Guinea pigs are us.
No, we go to a guinea pig rescue unit.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, because they've been abused and they pulled carts all their life. And
these could be show guinea pigs, these two. They're like really attractive. They're nice hair and all that. And they're 2 girls, and they just beat the shit out of the boy we have. They kick his ass. And he's like, wow, I'm going to take my neutered thing and do things with them. And they just like, fuck you, boo 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 boo, and it's like a big ball.
Please watch your language on our nice show.
I wish you.
This is not the radio Valencia.
Not for coarse, brutal, semi-criminal thug.
Do you have a cough button?
Yeah, this is not the president's. This is the opposite of the president's. Boy, what a clown!
Boy, he sets a great example for the rest of the country.
It's not unlike politics of the 1860s, though. So.
Yes, but they didn't have such a large...
They would use nasty words like horn swaggle.
Microphone pickup.
No.
Hot swaddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I apologize to everyone offended, including myself.
Oh, well, that's all right. You just don't do it again.
Yeah, the D5 and the D6, VJ Pussycat. I don't have my D5 anymore.
D5?
But somebody turned to me about 3 years ago and gave me a D6, which is wonderful because now I can... That's the one I use to transfer all the cassette tapes of history to digital. And it has a rheostat. That's what's so cool. I use D6s on all of the Subgenius events I ever went to. I'd take a D6 and put it in the board and sometimes get a stereo, most of the times a mono. And a couple times people would hit a button and the feed would disappear from my tape and then come back. So
how long did it take to come back?
Different times, different things. It was somebody on the board who'd hit a button either by accident or they switched to something else and suddenly there's a blank part of the tape. And then it comes back. But that's just the fact I got that is wonderful because things like you can go online and find Michael Pepe doing his wonderful rant ad, but you're always listening to a mono feed, which was the normal for video at the time. And it's crap. The feed on a video machine of the 80s and 90s was like listening to a handheld box, the cheapest handheld recording box you could find. And it took me 2 weeks to match the really nice stereo feed from my tape to the video of Michael Pepe doing ad. That's a 16-minute thing. And now you can hear the audience harassing him, and you can hear him very closely. And it was amazing. It took 2 weeks because I had to go from 5 and 6 frame increments and match the sound to his lips because there's no way to do that except for a human. There's no atomic clock that keeps anything like now.
Relentlessly ticking forward to midnight.
And always keeping everything in sequence.
The sound to his lips because there's no way to do that except for a human. There's
silly humans. But that's what we have to do to keep the past up here is go through everything in real time, one to one.
We're sorry if you don't appreciate that format.
Pancakes. Yeah, and the D5, I love that thing. It was a really high quality, but no rheostat, which at the time now I really love because the tapes are, as the pinch roller gets smaller and harder, the tape would slow down or speed up, and, you know, depends on your battery power. And so I can fix that with the D6. I have a tape that I wasn't at the show, but Bob Nelson gave it to me afterwards. I think it was him and Gary Gabot fan.
Really?
And the, back in the early days, Gary was my partner for the show, and the tape is slowing down so slowly that it's speeding up, almost so slow that you can't even notice. And by the end, the tape is going real fast. Because folks who don't understand, the tape, when you lose power, you speed up.
That's how they trick you.
Tapes were fun, and somebody's trying to call and hanging up and trying to call and hanging up and trying to call and hanging up. It's hard to do show in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But tech talk is always fun. I listened last week to the Ask Dr. Hal show at Relodio.
You did?
Yeah, there was a lot of tech talk.
Yeah, there was, actually.
Sorry about that, Hal.
That's okay. All right. It seems traditional that there's always a lot of that stuff. Talking about plugging in plugs and things like that. You gotta get the plugs all plugged in, and then runs like a criminal.
That's me who was trying to call.
That's you? You're untied.
It's me in the middle of the night.
There he is. All right, and can't all sleep, eh?
And other creatures crawl from
drink a glass of warm milk.
Grave. The moist soil, cold soil, and this mortal soil of mine, and something that I forgot already. During all the excitement.
That's the purest show there is, something you forgot already.
There you go, much better.
What happened at your end?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Okay.
I do have a small charge because of the
excitement of talking to the show, yeah.
Exactly. It makes me feel like a crystal radio.
Wow, you know, the White Elephant's ALSO, a helicrafter radio that picks up, doesn't anymore, but it picked up taxi, fire, police, and ships, it said.
All in the same book?
No, it's a little radio that somebody built. But all of those, except for the ships and police, that's right. But all of those frequencies have changed. In fact, all the taxis, telephones, all that stuff is now, has been shifted over to internet and phone use. So probably the ships are the same. But I don't think anything else on that thing. It'd just be purchased because it's so gorgeous. It has a big old dial.
They can't breathe.
Are they okay?
No, they're not.
Uh-oh.
And just the circulator in the room.
All the way from
real.
Finland.
That's how real it is.
I know.
100% is not enough. It's for the critters. Losers. Stop it. Quit it.
So, yeah. It's all about transferring the tape to... And they had little tiny... The X-15, I think, was TX version. They had those recorders that did the twice the speed. And we recorded on those because the dynamics were pretty fine for a little piece of tape. And then they had one, I think it was about $400. This is back in the early 90s or mid-90s, where you could put a cassette in and it ran at regular speed. So you would get 45 minutes of not as good sound. And they have little four-slot equalizers and quarter-inch jacks in and couple headphone jacks out. I think the later ones had MIDI. I saw one at the White Elephant sale. There was a BT-120 camera. I haven't loved those things. That was a Sony's little tiny handful. And the one I had, which was an early model, I guess, had RCA is coming out. So I used to do things like this in the late 80s. I would plug in a security camera from Fry's for $50 to watch to see if your employees are stealing kind of camera that went in the roof of things. Had RCAs on it, believe it or not. And I'd plug that into the RCAs of the BT-120 and just put it in my pack, and I did what GoPros do now. And the funnier part was, is the batteries died on the... On the camera, they would fade really slowly, so the world on the tape would become flatter and flatter and flatter and flatter. But I could run around and do tapes on my bike.
And that's when now?
That was in the late 80s. I was I bought it because I had been out with friends on the playa, on the little playas, the little teeny weeny playas. And we were doing all-night shoot-em-ups. Robert Burke and those guys would make giant fake animals out of cars, and you would have to shoot at those and hit the propane tank in the middle. And so I couldn't use lights. I had, at that time, the camera I loved. It was a Sony, I forgot the name, was something 1000, which was a prosumer 3-chip camera, so the dynamics in the daytime are gorgeous. You can see some of that on my Puzzling Evidence TV channel on YouTube. The ones that are left have been removed, but you couldn't use it at night, so I bought that little BT-120 because it had a thing called Night Shot on it, which was an infrared, and I was playing with it the other day at the Man, I miss that. The problem is it shoots only, not even HD. It shoots digital, but the first version of digital. So it's like anything else. Tim Cook took away all the support, you know. And Sony hated Mac in those days, so they made it hard to transfer stuff. And mean old Sony and mean old Mr. Cook. And you're all mean guys running this. Yeah, Cook said out loud, right in front of everybody, it's not about you keeping your old box. Buy a new one.
Or black decap. A very inexpensive metal wire.
So I say to him, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Everybody was building stuff, you know. Bomb.
And Suicide Man, if you're still listening, I was, I was looking through, what is it? Pictures of the pain. And getting madder and madder. Again, I had to stop because he just trashes people. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Because, for instance, he talks about, what's his name? I can't remember. The guy in front of the knoll who felt the shot go past his right shoulder and says that, you know, he didn't say the shot came from the grassy knoll. But you can go to YouTube and see him interviewed within an hour saying exactly that. So why would you say that? It didn't have the name Grassy Knoll. Maybe that fooled him. But it doesn't make any sense to go up against people who, or the tales of people that were their first day. You know, that's really the only stuff you can depend on. The first moments of...
Music definitely does sound, even in the stereo or the radio.
But I'm not going to belabor that point now.
Early at mid-90s, when there was good music here in Finland on FM radio. But these days it's all just, I don't know if I can say, but it's all crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all crap these days, but...
Yeah, the, well, how...
Back in the day, it used to be good.
When...
Now I have 240 feet of set.
Did you record any of that stuff in Finland?
And style.
Did you record any of that stuff?
I printed out a track list from them, so it's... See, if I need to find a tape...
I think the words only go one way from Finland.
Well, it could be.
Just check the box. I have
and the big records. Some of you may remember, I know that Armed Forces Radio used them. They had gigantic records that played for 1 hour, and they only had one side, and they had a steel core inside the record so they could be shipped and be tough-sized. Like, oh, you know what I got was, at the White Elephant, there was a whole slew of children's records. Really, really interesting. I think 78, so they have to be dealt with in that way. But as soon as we get our new studio back at Radio Valencia, I'll play them. Things I had a visceral reaction to Said the Piano to the Harpsichord. That was probably one of the first records I ever had. Still love that. And a couple things like that. And how the fire engine got his siren and sounds and things like that for little kids. But I recommend everybody go to the Wild Elephant Sale. It's really fun. And the money goes to the Oakland Museum, so that's the best part. I wonder if they'll have the giant 4-foot-high M&Ms guys. They're sales guys, sales statues. I keep thinking, I wonder if they'll sell. We're too snotty here in Berkeley. The hillbilly's gone, though. You didn't realize that the D6 has on the back of it that little speedogram. I think it's about 6, 7, 8 degrees of change. But boy, it really helps with these old tapes because things get going a little bit too fast. You know, the speed janky through the era. I have to be really careful not to mess with it too much in the sense that I try to adjust it to what we sound like now. And we were little baby radio guys then. We actually did have higher voices and spoke faster. And so it's an odd kind of rearrangement. Oh, you just hung up, but you could have been on. So call back, and we'll see what happens as we close this show forever and go to another show forever. And then we'll be better. Well, and then you'll listen to Rising Up with Sonali so you can catch some of the some of the drift of the news of today. What fun. What a dynamic time we are in.
Everything's seething and heaving.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting because that's what gets people going. That's the one good thing about Master Trump, is it? He's like the mean old quartermaster? No, the master at arms on a leaky old 1700s ship. You know, we can't escape him. Here he is with his knout walking around beating on everybody.
Yeah.
But at some point, we'll push him overboard.
Oh, what time should your show start tomorrow night on Relodia?
Tomorrow night?
Today, right. Or today. That would be 10 p.m., I guess.
10 p.m. Very good. Very good.
So this is a formal, official invitation. It's not my show, of course. It's being a guest on another show.
Oh, I thought you were ready to do your show. But
no, I'm not, because it's not. Show? It's not.
Technical.
It doesn't actually. Doesn't actually
it never
take
quite
place.
Works out that way.
Yeah.
We're always a guest on your show.
Yes. There has to be somebody in charge.
It's pretty awful, isn't it? It's like
it's so draining.
Not
so
suitable
restricting.
For.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know where to go. There's no show.
That's all right.
I'll just go sit in the impact hub by myself in the dark.
Pray, calm yourself.
In this studio, there are rules.
Maybe I'll go sit in the old Radio Valencia in the yoga studio that it is now or whatever it is.
It's a high karate chop shop.
Smells like high karate.
Yes, they're constantly putting it on and then chopping each other with severe motions and cries which echo over Mission Street.
Oh my God, Hal, something serious.
Maybe we should just go to Bruno's.
Oh,
and
it's
start
in
doing show there.
Mono also.
Oh, it's okay.
Bruno's is shut.
You get it? Really?
Well, it was the last time I went over there.
You mean
it looked pretty abandoned? It wasn't open for business, but
so
maybe
sad.
That was just one day. I might have been there on an off day. Who can say? I won't.
Impact Hub blackened is shut.
It. Impact Hub
I
is
hope
shut.
The last person
it's
locked the door.
Sealed in plastic.
Is it really? I haven't been over there. Maybe tonight I'll go back and look.
Either.
I'll bring the Hub sign so we know where we are when you're going to do Relodio tonight.
They didn't coat it with plastic, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what high-tech method they might use?
And it's time to go, so see you next week.